Blog Talk Radio.
Young Tooth Arisa, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show.
A show that is designed to give you a bird's eye view in your studies, to glean everything you possibly can and then some about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And it's all about relationship, people. It's all about having a relationship, establishing the proper one and maintaining the proper one, and sometimes given the circumstances. Also, that would apply to one another. See, we don't know how to treat one another. Let's be honest about it. Because we don't study how to treat one another. And that's why we don't know how to treat one another. We treat each other any old tacky, old messy, old way. And we say improper things to one another. That's not going to cut the mustard, brothers and sisters. Let's be honest about that. But if you don't know any better, because the fact that you're not studying, and therefore you think that you can lean to your own understanding, and you can treat your brothers and sisters in your tacky or messy way. And then again, that would apply also in conjunction with strangers, different nations. You think you can treat other nations in your tacky or messy way too, because you don't have proper relationships, fundamental relationships with the pivotal, which is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and that would apply to us. And it goes right along, domino effect, with other nations. Cartrell and I, we'd like to thank you for studying along with us. We've been through all the books of the Torah. And you are suggesting, fellow students, what are we going to do next? We're going right back over it. Oh, and you're suggesting what we're going to do after that. We're going right back over it. And then right back over. It's not going to stop till the casket drops. And you're not going to get a diploma, so don't look for one. We don't send out diplomas on the Real Talk for Real People show. You just have an innate nature. It will become second nature to you. But the Almighty says, what the Creator says. We want you to feel comfortable discussing the Creator in a proper format within the right perimeters and framework, and have a relationship with him within the right perimeters and framework, and that would apply to one another, and that would apply to strangers, different nations also. Because if the Most High said, you will draw all nations unto me, that means you have to have a proper relationship with them. Don't you think? Yes, I would think so also. And when he says, he hates schisms. And he don't like brothers and sisters talking about one another. And tale-bearing. Just make it up in any old stuff. And he certainly don't appreciate you treating him any old kind of way, having him secondary, sitting on the sidelines. And when you said what you said and did what you wanted to do, and then you're going to say, oh, it's my sidekick. The Creator is nobody's sidekick. And we're trying to impress that upon you, and trying to impress upon you how you should interact with one another. You shouldn't treat each other in any old tacky, old messy old way. And then again, as I said, that would apply to strangers, different nations also. But before we get into our studies, you know, I like to make contemporary comments on subject matters that apply to today. America has decided to send troops back into Afghanistan. A total 3,500 is going to Calcutta to wait in the sidelines, and 3,000 are going into Afghanistan and to help facilitate the transfer of interpreters who work with the military and so on and so forth to different nations who may be able to treat them right, because the Taliban said, we're going to get you. We're going to get you. And 3,000 are headed right into Afghanistan, which will bring the total in Afghanistan itself to 3,600. And you may be wondering, Yumsu, why'd they go through all that? Well, that's what America foreign policy does. It goes through all that and then some. But if they knew the history of the Afghani, Ishmael, they would have never started that. See, Ishmael don't play, okay? If you know about Ishmael, you start something with Ishmael. If he don't get you, his baby going to get you, or his baby going to get you. And don't use the excuse that you're so crazy about the Afghan women and children. I love them too. And I don't agree with the way that the Afghani treat their women and children, but as far as their education is concerned, and so on and so forth, and making the women wear those burqas or covering their whole body and head. I don't really appreciate it, but it ain't my women. It ain't my place, and so therefore, I don't get in that business, but I don't agree with it. But it ain't my, I'm not Ishmael, so I can't go to somebody else's spot and tell them how to run things. But I do, I would impress upon them in negotiation as a nation, hey, man, you need to educate your daughters, educate your women and whatnot, you know. And, you know, they're equals, you know, and treat them like that, you know. But I can't make them folks do nothing. But on the same token, as far as America is concerned, America has an open door policy. Any way the wind blows, you want to whop it? Go on, shake it, baby, till you break it. Just walk up and down the street half-ass buck naked. We happy along with it. And you young fellas, like in Tennessee, the second highs in fatalities. Oh, we have an open gun policy now. You can just go buy your Draco and put it in your pocket and shoot somebody if you get mad. Because, you know, y'all don't know how to control your anger. So we're making it much more easier for you. And we realize that we have facilitated our agenda of you being gay. So you can walk around with your pants on your buckets and enticing one another while you have your Draco on the other side where you can kill one another. Okay? We're making it all convenient, a one-stop shopping, so to speak. And so if you want to talk about different nations, I mean, like Michael Jackson said in a song, I'm talking about the man in the mirror, asking them to change their ways. I mean, as far as our women are treated, we prostitute our women in this nation. We treat them, slap them in the face, treat them any kind of old messy old tacky way. Sometimes we kill them. So before you point the finger at someone else, at a different nations, you need to look at yourselves, America. America is not the moral authority as far as the treatment of women are concerned. A lot of our women come up missing in these United States of America. Their own MIPCOTs, their own posters, own signs outside. So before you get to pointing fingers at the Afghanis, you need to look at the policies of America. And also considering the fact, let's get back into the nation of America. Let's look at these people. These are a rebellious sort of people. Here you got COVID-19 walking up down the street, looking for whoever it wants to get, and then some. And you got the masters saying, let's follow the CDC guidelines, wash your hands, stay away from one another, keep your mask on. And then you got the anti-masters. These are the sort of rebellious nature. They said, we don't give a damn about no stinking masks. We just want to go to school. We want to do what we want to do, how we want to do it, and when we want to do it, and you ain't got a damn thing. That's our freedom. We don't want to wear no mask. And we can be up in your face coughing and spitting, snot running out our nose. You better accept it. Otherwise, we know you, we see you, and we coming at you. Now, come on now. Now, look at the policies of these United States of America when it comes to things such as simple as that. They can't even simply put on a face mask. So COVID-19 has expelled itself, has suspended itself, but they want to be rebellious. And that's what we got to deal with. But see, you may be surprised about them. I am not surprised about them. I'm not surprised about the anti-masters, maskers. Oh, they used to wear masks of a different sort. And this very sort used to come into our neighborhoods. They used to lynch us, used to rape us, used to rob us. And they used to tell their fellow masters at that time, we know you. If you ain't with us, you with them niggers. And so I'm not surprised in the least bit. And neither should you about these kind of people have always been within the framework and the confines of this nation. So I'm not surprised in the least bit, and neither should you. That's why you should establish your relationship with your creator, maintain that relationship, and enhance and embellish that relationship, and maintain and establish relationship with one another, and also with nations that want to have a relationship with you, because all nations don't want to have a relationship with you. But the nations that want to have a relationship with you, exercise and work within the confines and the framework of that relationship, within the perimeters of what your creator have told you and instructed you how to work. You can't get with those nations now and do what they do now. Okay? You can't go worshiping what they worship. Okay? All right. So let me bring my brother and friend on from New York City. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, God of Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you, Yom Sufari. May the Most High bless you and your family, y'all.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May he bless you and your family also.
Man, you hit a lot of bullet points. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Always try to, Contra. Always try to. You're welcome.
But the fact that America is divided, it says you reap what you sow. America went around the world and divided other nations. And we see that mad confusion reigns amongst their leaders, their governors, their senators, their president, the CDC. people don't know what to do.
Yeah.
As far as Afghanistan is concerned, we know that that was a multi-billion drug connection, because that's where most of the world's opioids come from.
Poppies.
And, poppies. So whatever they're saying on the surface, they ain't telling you what's going on behind closed doors, underneath the table. And
exactly.
We know that the opioid pandemic in America is a $1 billion industry.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Afghanistan is like really the only country in the world where that stuff come from shows really below the surface why America is in there and why they probably going back.
Exactly.
Going back in there to say one city, what's that going to do?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But talk about us going back over what we've read, what we've studied, and how many times we've been through it.
This is our first go-around, Katria.
And they say to master something, you have to do it 1,000 times.
Yes, repetitive and redundancy is a good thing.
So we've covered a lot of territory, and I'm sure we've lost a lot of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding along the way.
You better believe it. But
the fact that it's in your file, that we went over it, is still in there. Because we read it, we talked about it, we spoke on it, and it's in your file. So
exactly.
We go back over it, it's going to crystallize and magnify what we've gone over
exactly.
Every time we go over it. Because you learn something new every time you go back over it.
Exactly.
And you can't cover everything the first time you go over it.
No. And that's why we are going back over, as soon as we get through with this last book in our studies, we're going right over to repetitiveness and redundancy to make you an expert in your studies. No, Cartrell and I, we are not theologians. We're not theologians. We're just men, women in some cases that love the Most High with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength and want you to get a clear, simple picture of him so you can get a clear understanding of him. Go ahead, Cartrell.
And guess what? All the theologians out there, all the theologians out there, they should be masters in the word of Yah, because there's only one creator.
You better believe it.
Whatever theology or theologian you're studying, whatever false god you're studying, you're studying fake science, because there's only one creator.
Exactly. Yes, Katria and I and you, fellow students, minds have been opened by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. You can't get no better than that. You can't get no better than that. These pristine colleges, these fine institutions can't endow you with something that the Most High can endow you with. And if Cartrell and I have an endowment, it's by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and we're blessed and thankful for that. But no college can give that to you, I assure you. Cartrell.
Are they Levites?
Say that again, Cartrell.
Are they Levites?
I don't think so.
Are they Aaronites?
I don't think so.
So they ain't got no expertise on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, do they?
You better believe it.
You get a PhD in theology, but you don't know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then you don't know nothing.
You don't know the flavor. You don't know the flavor. It's true, Katriel. Katriel, I have something for you. Again, she graced us with her presence. Imahadora of St. Louis has graced us with her presence again. So before we get started in our studies, let's bring her on so she can have a chit-chat with us before we get started. Imahadora, may the Most High bless you. Shalom.
A mighty woman
and
of
may
Babylon.
The Most praise the Most High. All the praise belongs to Yah. May the Most High bless you, the both of you, my babies. So how are you today?
We're doing great, Ima. What about yourself?
Hallelujah. All praise, all praise. Let me tell you something. Yah is worthy to be praised. Oh, house of Israel. You
Amen.
Better get in line. You better get in line. You better get in line. I'm telling you. Yeah, vengeance.
With who? With the angels? Oh, yeah.
Get in line with your God.
Amen.
It's that age.
Amen
there
to that.
So second. It's only one. It's only one. And
Amen
his vengeance has entered into the earth at Trial the Almighty because of his infinite mercy. He's given us the chance to go back and revisit the book of remembrance to bring us back and let us return back to our God and do what he told us to do. His sake. We can look all around. We got Turkey on fire, Italy on fire, Greece on fire, California on fire, China underwater. Japan just had an 8-point-something earthquake. You know, Yah's vengeance is all over the place. You got locusts eating up everything, and you got famine, and it's just all over the place. What is it going to take for you to open your eyes? And I agree with you, Maureen. You pastors out there, you better stop lying to our people. As Jeremiah Yahu's 23rd chapter says, woe to you, pastors, who have led his sheep astray. These are God's people that you got under your control. And you best to tell them the truth. You best to refer them back to their God. Give them back to their God. Because you have led them astray all this time with idol worshiping. And what do you call it with this dollar bill, Murray?
Necromancy.
You know, collecting that money so you can live in mansions and fly jets and all of this foolishness while you lived off of the backs of Yah's people. You better tell Yah's people the truth. Your time is winding down, and it's winding down, giving you the chance to repent and turn from your wickedness. It's time.
Every time to heaven.
It's time for, yes. Return them back to their God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it's time for you, O house of Israel, to stop following the teachings of man and return and seek your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your faith. You need to, and all of your mind, you need to turn and seek the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob because that's the God of your fathers. Leave JC alone. He's the God of the Europeans. He's the wicked God of the wicked ones. So you've got to give him back to the ones that forced him upon you in the first place.
He's only a man.
Jesus is not your God. He's not your God. He's only a man. If he existed at all. But
right.
Lucifer is a great deceiver. You see. And he even in the book he tells you he's Lucifer. And he tells you he's in control of the churches. If you think that's a lie, go back and read it for yourself, Revelation 22:16. That's why you cannot take the name of the Most High up into these churches. You cannot take his word up into these churches.
What?
Because Lucifer, that's his domain. Yah told you his domain is in Jerusalem. But Lucifer told you his is in the churches. Go read it for yourself. The Almighty gave you full warning as to who you was going to be dealing with in Isaiah the 14th chapter, the 12th verse. How have you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, the bright and morning star? Revelation 22:16. I, JC, have sent my angels to to testify of me in the churches. I am the bright and morning star, huh? Better know who you're serving. Return back to your God. But I really called in to listen today, Young Su. All praise to the Most High, for he is so worthy to be praised. Yeah.
You know, Lucifer is one of the sons of God, right?
Yes. He only being obedient. He's on the come to do what God told him to do.
Exactly. So,
here's how you know, Moray. Even in the new book, he tells you the truth. So when he comes to stand before Yah, it won't be because he'll say, he can say, it's not because I didn't tell him, because I did. It's not my fault that they didn't listen. Here's a perfect example. Matthew 4:4 says, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yah. Well, that's in Deuteronomy 8:3. So he's telling you, if you got to live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Most High, what you need JC for? Then in Matthew 4:10, and you also find these same verses in Luke 4:4 and 4:8. In Matthew 4:10, it says what? That it is written that you shall worship Yah, your Elohim, and him only shall you serve. What you need JC for? Telling you what to do. But that's how deception works.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you the truth and then draw you into the lie. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And what do we know about Satan, about Lucifer? If you read the story of Job, guess what? He had to report to Yah, didn't he?
Absolutely.
Before he did anything he was allowed to do, he had to report to Yah.
Exactly.
He said, I'm going to throw in the earth. Yah said, okay. And then they made that deal about Job. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He said, I don't know about Job. Let me test him. Yah said, right, I'm gonna give you the opportunity to test my man Job, because I know he's faithful.
But you just can't kill him.
Exactly. So even Lucifer, Satan, had to get permission from who?
God,
from the Most High.
All right.
Yep.
So.
Almighty. All right. Well, y'all got a story in the new place. We don't normally give y'all them studies. Imahadora gave you studies in the new place.
It only validates how true the word of Yah is.
Exactly. And I concur with you, Ima. That was very informative. Very informative. And
God's
okay,
word permeates all of his creation.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're gonna ride on that. We're gonna ride on that into 15th chapter where God Grail made a statement. I don't know whether he realized what he said.
I know what I say every time I say it.
Okay, well, in conjunction to what I'm saying, he didn't realize what he said in conjunction to what I'm about to tell you based upon these studies. God Trill said, turn to Yah. And you're going to find out exactly what God Trill meant, because what God Trill said was very true. So let's get into our study, shall we? Chapter 15 of 2 Chronicles. Thank you, Imadura. Thank you, Cartrell. The spirit of Yah came upon Ahasuerus, son of Obed. Apparently, a seer, a prophet. He came to King Asa. He said to him, listen to me, King Asa. Not only you, all Yehuda and Benjamin, both of you tribes. Yah is with you. As long as you are with him, if you turn to him, what basically what Cartier just said, if you turn to who? JC? Allah? Buddha? No. The Most High said, if you turn to him, he will respond to you. But if you go now and search for Allah, Buddha, or anyone else, but if you forsake, he will forsake, and the evidence doesn't lie. Look at, are we forsaken? Scattered about? Are we forsaken? Fallen Buddha? Are we forsaken? Fallen JC? Are we forsaken? Fallen Allah? Come on now. I didn't say it. Y'all said it. And it's true. He said, I will forsake you.
Y'all,
go ahead. Go ahead.
This is King Asa, right?
Exactly.
Who is he the son of?
He's a great, great, great grandson. I don't know how many greats I should have put, how many greats I should have left off of King Dawud.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we know from the previous chapter that King Asa was walking in a footsteps of King David, right?
Exactly.
So the Most High, to reassure him, sends a prophet. What's the prophet's name? His name is
Azariah.
Son of Obed, right?
Right.
Obed.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like a reassurance that if you follow the ways of your father, King David,
right,
like you've been doing,
right,
I'm with you.
I'm with you.
And this is a message to the king. Not only is it a message to the king, but it's the same message that the Most High has been given to the children of Israel, right?
Exactly. Because it said not only along with King Asa, it said to the men and women of the tribe of Yehuda and the tribe of the Benjamin.
And what did Yah say? If you seek me, you're going to find me.
Right.
But if you don't, you're not going to find me.
How can you find something that you ain't looking for, Cartrell?
That's right.
I mean, if you're seeking Buddha, you're going to find Buddha. If you're seeking JC, you're going to find JC. If you're seeking Allah, you're going to find Allah. Thinking you're going to find, but you certainly ain't going to find the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And you better believe it. He said it. I didn't say it. Y'all said it. Go ahead, Cartrell.
So what's the mission?
What is the mission? Find Yah.
Find Yah.
And don't forsake him.
Right.
Don't forsake him.
Find Yah in your life. Find Yah in your life. Seek him. Try to find him. And what does he say? If you try to find me, guess what? You're going to find me.
I will respond to you.
Exactly. For every action, is an equal and opposite reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to spark the reaction of Yah, aren't we?
Exactly.
We're looking for you, Yah. Where are you? Why aren't you helping us? Why are we in this position? Why don't you help us? Those are the questions that's going to spark Yah.
Mm-hmm.
Seek him and you'll find him. Try him and prove him. Do we really believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Or is it just in our mind because we read it in our paper?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's got to be part of your innate nature.
It's a spiritual part of our innate nature.
Exactly.
You think mental and physical is going to get us over. No. This is spiritual side. When you find Yah, you have found more power for yourself than your mental or your physical.
Right. Yeah, we say we are soul people, and in the spiritual connotation of that, and it's called you feeling it. Can you feel it? You know,
so what's more powerful, the mental, the physical, or the spiritual?
Spiritual, but it all must come in conjunction and alignment with the spiritual.
The spiritual overcomes the mental and the physical.
Right. It all must come in alignment.
And we're made mental, spiritual, and physical. But our focus is off.
No, that's why we're cuckoo for cocoa puffs.
No doubt.
Okay. All right. And he says, he will forsake you. Israel had gone many days, has gone many days without the true Elohim, without a priest to give instructions, and without teaching.
So, what the priest supposed to do?
They must teach. The priest must give instructions and teaching.
How many priests we got together?
If we got them, we can't find them because the Most High ain't revealed them. And we don't know who they are.
Are they teaching and instructing?
No, they're not.
And can you make yourself a priest?
Some may be, and we don't know who they are. It could you could be one, Katria. All I know, Ima Hadora could be married to one, at least. I could be one for all I know. I don't know who the priests, the Levitical priests are. No one does know. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I do.
What is that?
Yeah, I know who the sons of Aaron are.
Yeah, the sons of Aaron, right.
Even though he know, they ain't priests today.
Yeah, y'all knows. Y'all knows.
That's right.
But in distress, go ahead, Kadri. Mm-hmm.
The fact that our people are blind and know nothing is because our priests are not in order.
Mm-hmm.
We have high priests who teach us the truth, who teach us righteousness. What we got? We got T.D. Jake, Creflo Dollar, Reverend Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson. Oh, they're not teaching y'all truth. Audit.
No.
Van Crump, Opportunist.
Yeah.
Who's teaching us the truth?
You know he's here in Memphis, don't you?
Van Crump?
Yeah, he's here in Memphis. Some fellow got shot for playing music, so he's here in Memphis to get in on that.
Van Crump is an ambulance chaser. He's a lawyer.
Yeah. He's getting paid good for chasing the ambulance.
Yeah. No question. He's benefiting off the hurt of our people.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
He's not helping the cause of our people. He's benefiting off the hurt of our people.
Yeah. It's true. Because he's not instructed in teaching. So, but in distress, it returned to the Elohim, Yah of Israel. And so he responded to them as he will always, at those times. No wayfarer was safe, for there was much trouble among the inhabitants of the lands. Nations was crushed by nation, city by city, for Yah threw them into panic with every kind of trouble. Because when there ain't no Yah, here's what happens. When there ain't no Yah, ain't no place safe. I don't care where you go to. Nowhere was safe, for there was much turmoil among all the inhabitants of the lands, different lands. Nation was crushed by different nations, city by city. For Yah threw them into panic with every kind of trouble, even COVID-19 today. As for you, as Ima Hadora said, what's going on now, all throughout the universe. As for you, be strong. Do not be disheartened. Yes, go ahead.
Verse 4. What does it say?
Distress. It returned to the Elohim, Yah of Israel.
And?
No wayfarer was safe.
My book says, but when they were in their trouble, we in trouble with COVID-19, right?
Right.
Did turn unto Yah, Elohim of Yisrael, and what? Mm-hmm. And saw him. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
It says he was found of them.
Right.
Any trouble we in, if we seek the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he's going to find us.
Right. Because it says, again, there is no peace in no land, wherever you at. Wherever you run to, wherever you think you can hide out at. And it says, then and now, there ain't no peace in them places. There ain't no peace in them places if you ain't got Yah in your life. There ain't no safety in those places if you ain't got Yah in your life. They ain't no hiding from COVID-19. They ain't no hiding from these young folk with these Dracos in their back pocket with their hands hanging on their buttocks. There ain't no place you can hide if you're not seeking Yah first and foremost.
And what happens when you do that?
He says, as for you, be strong. Do not be disheartened, for there is reward for your labor. If you seeking me, if you turn to me, if you're beseeching me, there is a reward in your labor. You're going to reap what you sow.
So y'all don't give mixed messages, does he?
No. He didn't say if you get a vote. He didn't say if you get a vote, if you march. I mean, did he say if you march, if you protest? Okay. I didn't read that. You march, you protest, you wear a sign, I'm a man, Black Lives Matter. No. It just said if you turn to him, seek him, there's a reward for your labor. I don't see nothing else like that, Cartier. I said take a vote or whatnot. I don't see that, okay?
Which is why we do Blog Talk Radio.
You better believe it.
Seeking Yah.
You better believe it. That's my vote. Now, some of y'all need to hear them too. The prophecy of Obed the prophet. He took courage. He removed the abomination. You got to remove the sin in your life. You got to remove the iniquity in your life. He removed, you got to do something. So just seeking Yah and being the same person you are ain't gonna suffice. You got to stop. And you talk about brothers and sisters, you got to shut your mouth. If you mistreating your brothers and sisters, you got to stop mistreating your brothers and sisters. If you ain't loving on your brothers and sisters, you got to stop loving on your brothers and sisters. If you lying on your brothers and sisters, you need to stop lying on your brothers and sisters. If you whoring out there, prostituting, whopping it, or whatever you're doing out there, you got to stop doing that, okay? Just like King Arthur.
So
go ahead.
So
go ahead, too. Yes, go ahead.
All these prophets that Yah sends to these kings is saying the same thing, right?
Exactly, basically. All intentions.
Shemaiah, Edo, and this dude now, this brother now, Obed.
Obed.
And they don't even have books in the Bible. We don't even know these prophets. They didn't have writings in the Bible.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
But they were able to approach the kings of Israel.
Exactly.
And bring the same exact message, the same exact antidote, the same exact solution, not just for the king, but for the people too.
You better believe it. You got to do something. You got to change something in order to get something. You just can't say, I love y'all. I'm an Israelite. And that's all it takes. No, it's got to take more time about you as an Israelite. It's got to take some action upon your part. Got to take some change in your behavior. Okay?
So how many Israelites know about Shemaiah, the prophet, Edo, the prophet, and Obed, the prophet, who were able to talk to king, or even Nathan, the prophet, who talked to King David? We know Jeremiah, Ezekiel, we know Isaiah, we know Zephaniah, we know Ezra, Micah. There's so many other prophets that we're reading across.
Here's the problem. These theologists and theologians have said, like prophets like Isaiah, Ezekiel, and whatnot, you know, they were major prophets. Although they said the same thing in similar nature to Edo and Azariah and Shemaiah, based on, you know, I don't know what he's coming at, talking about they major, you know. Maybe they had a whole lot more written about them and whatnot, but thing is, they basically said the same thing. So I would say, for all intents and purposes, that everything, every one of these prophets are major. You know, so I don't know where they're coming off at. And you ought to know what all of them said, if they said a little bit or a whole lot. Nevertheless, when you boil it down to a nutshell, they say the same thing. Okay? Get yourself right. Turn to the Most High. Get yourself right. Take some action upon yourself. What the Most High said, his standard of righteousness is, not your own, and do that. Okay? That's what you got to do. You just can't get it for free. Got to turn to me. It's got to be incumbent upon you to take some action in your life. Meaning change the thing that you out there with the gay folks, you need to stop being with the gay folks marching in the gay parade. If you out there prostituting women folk in your nation, you need to put that aside and stop doing it. And have these little sisters out there whopping a can on and have them put some clothes on and put something in their mind. Okay? If you're out there putting your hand on these women folk, you need to keep your hand to yourself and put something in their mind. Not put something on their behind. So it takes a whole lot on you to be doing something instead of you talking about, oh, I'm Hebrew Israel, like that's how you got to do no more. I just got turned to the east, and that's it. They turn to the east and say, I'm a Hebrew Israelite. No, you got to be doing more than just turning to the east. Talking about you a Hebrew Israelite, you got to be getting something right. And the Most High has left his standard of righteousness in order for you to do that. He said things that you can't do and things you can do. You got to stop being tattooed from feet to head without a tattoo sense in your head. He didn't say nothing about you being able to tattoo yourself, yet you do it. Okay? So, what I'm saying, that's why Cartrell, Imahandora, Sister Avia, and many more of you students study the Word of Yah, because we want to know what the standard of righteousness is, so when we turn to Yah, we can take some initiatives and stop doing what we're doing to have a solid relationship with Yah. As I said, brothers and sisters, it's all about relationship, okay? Go ahead, Katria.
So, these words that the prophets are speaking to the kings of Israel shows us that we the servants of Yah, both male and female.
Exactly.
And the fact that we have to follow what the kings did in obeying Yah, being his servants.
Right.
It's so important as to why we have to go through these lessons, because these kings did not listen to the checks and balances that the Most High put within the nations.
Right.
And the prophets were the checks and balances in the nation. So we as a nation are Yah's servants, both male
right.
and female.
Right.
And we have to know our role.
Exactly.
And when we don't know that role, we get outside of the role. And the Most High sends for prophets to put
right.
us back in check.
And
the fact
what,
that the Europeans then put the book
right.
of Nathan, the book of
right.
Shemaiah, the book of Edo, the book of Oded, and many other prophets that we've come across, we don't see their books.
Right.
But from what we read, their message was the same for the kings and for the people. They always presented the antidote, and they told us where we were going left or to the right.
And so, which was? You know what the antidote was? Which was? Turning to Yah, recognizing your shortcomings. Recognize, like King Darwin said, my iniquities are ever before me, as numerous as the hairs on my head. And then recognizing what those iniquities is, removing those iniquities, removing the abominations from the entire land of Yehuda. That's abomination. Your iniquities are abominations. Okay?
And the fact that we're able to read the history and see where our fathers fell short, what did they fall short? They were doing what other people were doing. They were doing what
exactly.
the other nations were doing.
Exactly.
And Yah specifically told them,
you
do not do what the other nations do.
Exactly.
That's the one instruction that we fail. Our
yeah,
fathers want to do what the other nations do. Guess what? We think we're better than our fathers. Guess what? We're doing what the other nations do. That's
exactly.
not our role. That's not
exactly.
why Yah created us. Yah created us for a special purpose.
Right.
And if and until we understand that purpose, we'll be walking in error.
Yeah, because you don't want to be carrying the you supposed to be carrying the banner of Yah, not the gay flag, okay? All right. So if you're out
or
there
the banner
marching
of other nations,
yeah,
that gate
exactly.
you, we we walk around with the American flag and America hates us.
Yeah.
America hates us. You might as well be flying the Confederate flag when you fly the American flag, because America hates our people. Line up for the shot, but you can't vote. Come on now.
Exactly.
After all this time, we still can't vote. We're still not equal. You still don't see us as men. You still don't see us as human beings. You still don't see us equal or superior to you in certain things. And we still can't vote. You're still trying to stop us from voting.
Yes, no, Katria, you're wrong there, man. You're wrong there. They do see you equal. They see you equal in their abominations. And you can lead the parade, okay? That's the only damn thing they see you equal in.
So, now I'm
Think about it. Think about it.
Now
Think about
true.
It, fellow students. Think
now
about
true.
What I just said. Go ahead, Katria.
Now, soon.
Yeah.
How many wars are we fought for our enemy?
Every war they've ever had, to my understanding.
Every war that these people have ever had, we have fought what? Side by side with them?
Exactly.
How many wars have they fought us on our side?
Okay. Hold that thought, Katria, then. If you think they fought a war on our side, just hold. Don't hold your breath, Katria, because you'll fall out your chair. Okay?
You're telling me that we have fought loyally with our enemies in every single war that they've had, and the war that we're fighting, they're not our ally?
Okay, Katria, don't hold your breath. Let's finish. Katria, look here. Let me sign you up, Katria. Let me sign you up for a comedian job, because if you think that they have, you can be the best comedian. I mean, Kevin Hart ain't got nothing on you, Katria. I'm going to sign you up for right after the show. Man, you're going to go to
school. I'm just being real.
Kevin,
if
you think you can come with us on anything that's right, man, you're going to Hollywood, bro. We're going to make $1 million.
That's necromancy, right? $1 million is necromancy.
Well, we can't go there. Okay.
The entire white men on a piece of paper. That's not my aim. That's not my, what I want. I want the power of the universe. The power
of
heaven and earth.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
More value than in that than Hamilton, Franklin, George Washington. Nah, you can have that. I'll give
you
that.
Can't find nothing in that, bro. You can't find nothing in your good, okay? Not
can't buy
that.
Salvation and deliverance from the Most High in the universe with dead white men on a piece of paper.
You ain't going to find it. So let us finish. For the entire land of Yehuda and Benjamin, from the cities that he had captured in the hill country of Ephraim, he restored the altar of Yah in front of the porch of the Elohim.
And who are we talking about?
King Asa.
Gotta give him praise, son.
Right.
Gotta give him praise. Because he has so many bad Israelite kings. King Asa. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
One of the righteous kings. Give thanks to him.
He assembled all the people of Yehuda and Benjamin. What? And those people of Ephraim, who wanted, those brothers of the tribe of Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon. Who had
so King Asa was a real brother.
Yeah.
He loved all his people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like his great-great-great-grandfather, King David. He loved all his people.
Right.
That's what we need, man.
Right.
That's what we need. Somebody that loves all our people.
Right. I mean, even if they were from Ephraim or Manasseh or Simeon, he had love for them, too. I mean, y'all was, man. We know y'all part of the family. You know, we got love for y'all. You know. Right. You know how we do it.
We're not enemies.
No.
We're brothers.
Because it says, for many in Israel had thrown in their lots with him. Many had came to him because they knew he was right. They knew many from Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon, and perhaps some of the other tribes, had thrown their lot in with him because they knew he was right. And when they saw that Yah, his Elohim, was with him, there was, for that action, there was a reaction, and they saw it. Their minds was open to it. They were assembled in Jerusalem in the third month of the 15th year of the reign of King Asa. They brought sacrifice to Yah on that day. They brought 700 oxen, 7,000 sheep, 700 oxen, and 7,000 sheep of the spoil. They entered into the contract to worship Yah, Elohim of their fathers, with all their hearts. And this we always tell y'all.
So, Yansu.
Yes.
Every generation of the children of Israel is
right.
supposed to make the same vow.
Exactly.
To seek Yah with all our heart, with all our soul, with all of our might.
Right.
Based on the covenant that Yah made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, every generation can do what King Asa did. And that's what we need to do. We're going to devote ourselves to the God of our fathers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, with all our soul, with all our heart, and with all our might.
And I'm going to show you, Cartrell, and I agree with you, and I'm going to show y'all something. Now, y'all going to think what I'm about to read is rather harsh on King Asa and the brothers and sisters' circumstances. And see, now, if you're going to stay somewhere, you got to get with it. Now, you can get going. You can get ghosts. But if you're going to be here, you got to get down with it for the crown. Okay? If you're going to be here, you can't be marching in your gay parade. You can't be heavy with prostituting on the corner. You can't be beating and cheating on the women folk, abusing and pedophiling the little children, because we're going to deal with you. And I know some of you all say, oh, man, that was hot. That was cold. Now, that's just the way it is. I mean, they just got ghosts. You need to be here. If you're going to be here, you're going to get right, or we're going to make you a ghost. Or either you can get ghosts. Okay? I said that so y'all mind can be ready to buy from what I'm about to read. Okay? Whoever would not worship Yah Elohim of Israel would be put to death, whether they were small or great, whether they were a man or a woman. So they took an oath. They made an oath, a contract, to Yah in loud voices and shouts, were triumphant and blasted the horn, and Yehuda rejoiced over the oath. All Yehuda, they said, we made this contract. And they swore, they made a vow, a Nazarite vow, so it says. And they swore with all their heart and sought him with all their will, because they want to get close to Yah. And he responded to them and gave them respite on every side. See, for every action, there was a reaction. Now, I know some of y'all, that was cold. That was cold. They killed them women. They killed them guys, and they killed folks. No. These folks had an option. They had an option. Now, you can get ghosts. You can get on out of here. But you can't bring your mess here. Okay? Whatever you down with, you can't bring that here, because we're going to deal with you. Okay? We done made this out. We trying to get close to Yah. You know, your freedom, your personal freedom. You ain't going to put this nation at risk because you put your personal freedom. You want to march in the parade and carry the flag, that's your business. But you ain't got to get on out of here with that. So that may sound rather harsh to some of y'all. But considering what America has done to some of us, I mean, that's harsh. Considering what other nations have done to us for no good reason, the violence that has been occurred in front of us, and I mean, to the elders, to the youngest, the women folks, and so on and so forth. I don't consider this hard. I mean, because they have an option. But you can't bring your mess here. You can't bring your abominations here. You know the plan. We're trying to get close to y'all. You can't bring that here. So if you want to roll, go and roll out. But you can't stay here. No, man, that's your freedom. You're not free to bring us down. I can respect the brothers and sisters like that. Free to bring us down. Because we all on the same page together. We turn it to Yah. We turn it away from these abominations. And we ain't going to let any one of you, great or small, male or female, bring us down. Talking about your damn freedoms. I can respect that. What you think about that, Cartrell?
Well, what you think about that? by the term of freedom.
Right.
Our nation was created to serve Yah.
Exactly.
The nation of Israel are the servants of Yah.
Mm-hmm.
Being the servants of Yah on earth, our job is angelic. You understand?
Exactly.
We're dealing with the creator of the universe on
exactly.
earth.
Exactly.
And we are the only nation that Yah has chosen amongst all the other nations to be his ministers.
Exactly.
And everybody can't minister unto Yah, even within our own nation.
Exactly.
If you from the tribe of Benjamin, you cannot be a priest.
Right.
If you from the tribe of Reuben, you can't be a priest.
No.
From the tribe of Naphtali, you can't be a priest.
No.
Even within our nation, Yah has set up an order for us to minister to his spirit
exactly.
on earth. Not in heaven, because that's what the angels do.
Right.
Our job as the Israelite nation is to minister at the temple in Jerusalem, Mount Zion, to the creator of the universe.
Right.
That's a tremendous responsibility.
And to lead example. That's not following nobody else. That's not doing what everybody else is doing. That's not following everybody else's abomination. That's setting an example. That's drawing all men to Yah. Not by following what all men are to do, but following what the righteous and most high has mandated for you to do. You can't do what everybody else do because they do. You have to be setting the example on the earth where most high demands of his righteousness. And he told you what you can't do and what you can do. I know some other nations tell you it's okay to do it right now because we say it is okay. But that ain't what y'all said. That ain't what y'all told you. And so that's an awesome responsibility. And I concur with what Contreras said. That's an awesome responsibility. It's taking a lead role. Not the second lead role. Not the second fill. Following Yah is the first fill. Following Yah is not the second fill. Okay? Hey, follow what everybody else doing. And you forgot my gay flag and I'm following you, y'all. I got my whole flag and I'm following you, y'all. I got my robber flag and I'm following you, y'all. I got my murder flag and I'm following you, y'all. No. You got to get rid of your abominations. Okay? You got to get rid of your abominations. You got to get rid of what other nations doing play yet. You got to keep it real, all the way real. You can't be faking the funk when it comes to Yah. His standard of righteousness, what he says is righteous, not what other nations say, not what other nations are doing. You got to be the leading fiddle, not second fiddle. Go ahead, Kajira.
Saul King, King Asa.
Right.
Many Israelites don't even know his name. If I said King Asa, many
That's
Israelites don't even know who his brother is.
That's a pity. That's a pity.
But he is one of the kings in the line of the kings of Judah
and
that
he didn't
walked
play.
The path.
He didn't play neither. He didn't play neither.
No, he wasn't playing. He wasn't playing. King Asa wasn't playing.
Yeah, and
even
I'm
when his mother went off. His mother was an idol worshiper. And he shut her down.
Shut his own mother down.
He shut his mother down.
And he said, hold on. Let's say this. Let's find out what Katja said is true or not. Or Katja is making this up. He also disposed Micah, mother of King Arthur, from the rank of queen. He got rid of his own mama. I'm not having that mama, brother, sister, in the other. Because she had made an abominable thing for the goddess Asherah. Whatever that the goddess Asherah asked her to do, she did this abominable thing. And King Asa got rid of his own mama. I can't hear none of this. That go low. I love you, mama. You got to go too. And reduce. He reduced it to dust. and burning at the one Kedron, the idol. The signs of D were abolished in Israel. However, King Asa was wholehearted. He was faking the funk with Yah all of his life. You got to respect this kind of brother. He brought into the house of Yah the things that he and his father were required: silver, gold, and utensils. And what happened? Because of what he did? What happened? Because of what he did, the right things. There was no war until the 35th day of the reign of King Asa. Because he did right, as Mama used to tell us back in the day. Boy, you do right, right is going to follow you. And Mama ain't never lied at that shit. Boy, you do right, right is going to follow you. Mama ain't never lied at that shit. Godreal, I'm going to email Hadora and I'm like going, and I just noticed. Let's see. Iman Hadora must have something to say about that. You know, she double, she gonna listen. But when she hit it five, you can't get back. You can't consent. You gotta open your mouth. Iman Hadora made the most time bless you. I know you can't sit back and handle it. Iman Hadora.
But before even Hadora say something, I just wanted to say this. You know that King Rehoboam placed
right.
King Solomon's golden shields with right, brass,
yes.
right?
Right, brass. Right.
We see here King Asa replaced the brass with gold and silver, right?
You better believe it.
And why was he able to do that? Because he followed the path of righteousness. And the path of righteousness that he followed was the same antidote, not only for the king, but for the people too of Israel.
Right.
He followed the antidote. The king himself took the antidote. We as a people need to follow our kings, the kings of Judah, and take this antidote like they did.
Amen, brother. Amen. Imadora, you might know how to love.
Imadora, most I bless you.
I guess she must have stepped away. You know, she gets them calls and she gets away. But she did turn the mic up. All right, Katrina. Well, thank you for that study, Katrina. Thank you, listeners, for studying along with us. Man, that was a fabulous chapter, Katrina. Fellow students, that was a wonderful, fabulous chapter. We gleaned so much from it. And since we gleaned so much from it, won't you utilize it? Won't you turn to y'all, get rid of your abominations and get it right, and I don't care, Mama, brother, sister, any other, is down with whatever they down with. Don't you get down with it, okay? Okay? Okay, there she is, Katria. Katria, I know she couldn't stop. Imahadora, you're my God. Shalom. Imahadora?
God bless you. Imahadora.
Hit your mute button or whatnot. Okay. Ima? Hit your speaker button or whatnot. What's going on? She gone. She dropped, Katrina. She hung up because she come back on like that. You know, that's the alphabet, people. Katrina, but brother, get out the good book. We need a lovely song by the King of King Dawes. She'll be back. Okay, hold on. Get ready. Now, hold on, Katrina. She just hit it again.
Can I be heard?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I be heard? I don't know what the disconnect
loud
was.
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
You know, Katrina, we light ties on the people. They can handle it. They got to come up.
All praise to the Most High. Give him all
yes,
of the props, for he is so deserving of it. I just want to comment on something Maurice said earlier, and that is Israel needs to know their purpose. And if they really come to understand what their purpose is, maybe then it will be enough to motivate them to change their ways. Israel, you are the Mashiach of the earth. You are Yah's Messiah. You are the walking, living testimony of the words of a living God. The Almighty, when he told Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, it was a prelude to him offering his son to bring all creation back to him. So know what your purpose is. You're the one, as when Ray so eloquently spoke, you're the one that bring Yah's praise down here on earth. You're the ones that minister to him down here in the earth realm. You're no different than those that are in the heavenly realm. As they are ministered to Yah up in the heavens, you were sent here to minister to Yah and to declare his holiness, his righteousness, and his name throughout the earth. Your whole mission is to reclaim creation and bring it back to your God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You and Imam, I'm glad you said that, because we are the son of man. Israel is the son of man, okay? And it's our job not to be like the rest, but to be the best. All of us together.
And did you know, Yunsu, that we are the salt of the earth?
You better believe
did
it.
Did you know that?
I know
we are the flavor, Yah's flavor in the earth. If you only knew how important you were, Israel. If you only knew that you are Yah's living testimony down here. You know, I was talking one night, and I closed with this, and we were reading the chapter where Moshe has said, Yah has not given you eyes to see or ears to hear or the heart to understand. And I said, well, Father, why wouldn't you give us those things if you wanted us to obey when the Almighty dropped it in my spirit? That's because they didn't read small print when they accepted the contract. You know, every contract comes with small print, right?
That's what
and
we
it's
said.
The small print that gets it to trouble. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
The small print is what gets us in
we
into trouble.
We always say that. Well, that's what I said. That's what we say. Real talk, real show. It's the small print.
Yeah. When we want a car or a house or whatever, we're so eager that they said, yes, we don't even take time to read the small print. So when Yah told Israel that when he said, this is my covenant, is this agreeable with you? They say, yay, Lord.
Amen.
We promise to do all that you have commanded us to do, that we will do and that we will obey. Well, they didn't read the small print. They didn't know that they were going to be sacrificed to be shark bait, minced, tarred, and feathered, sodomized, raped, disemboweled. They didn't know they were signing up for that, because had they known that, they would say, oh, hell no. They would have said, leave us in Egypt. We don't want no part of that. But yet it's still, Yah closed their eyes purposely, because they had a job to do. And it's something like the old series, Mission Impossible. You know how they were always dressed up incognito in different costumes and whatever until they go in there and get the job done. Then they come out with their suits and their briefcases. That's the same thing with Israel. We were sent here to do a job. The heavenly realm came here on earth in the flesh to do the job and the will of God. You are loved, Israel. And that's why in the end, the Almighty says, he's going to cleanse you. He's going to take away all the give you a new heart, a new spirit. And you will walk in his statutes and his judgments. And you will no longer go astray from him. Why? Because you have done the job that you were sent to do. So know what your glorious destiny is. You haven't been forgotten. Yah loves you much. And he's so proud of you that you did the job that you were sent to do. And I just want to say, giving all praise to our Heavenly Father, for he is so worthy to be praised. And all that you see that's going on in the earth today, Israel, know what you're looking at. You're looking at the beginning of your redemption. You're looking at the repeat of what was done in Egypt. It's just a repeat all over again. It's done in this age instead of the ancient age. You're beginning to see the first signs of the plagues. 10 plagues hit Egypt. So far, you're seeing the fire. You're seeing the water. You're seeing earthquakes. You're seeing locusts. You're seeing pestilence. Wake up, Israel. Your redemption is here. It's upon you. But you have a job to do, too. You have to gather yourself together, O nation not desired, as it is written in Zephaniah 2, and gather yourself before Yah's day, that final day come, when he's going to drop the hammer. And also in Leviticus, Torah, that's his law. You have to tell your God you're sorry for what we've done, okay? And after that, it's a wash. So know that you love. Know that you're the son of the Most High God, not JC. Yah wasn't talking about no one man. He was talking about the nation of Israel. And know that our redemption is here. All those fires and things that you said, Yah is fighting on your behalf. Hallelujah. And I just want to thank you, Young Su, for giving me the chance to share that information. And it's always, Ray, you know I love you dearly. I thank you both for giving me the chance to speak and let the word of Yah be heard in the ears of his people so that we can make the change to return back to our God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's our pleasure, Ima. Praise the Most High. We're Katriel. Thank you, Ima. Katriel, we're waiting for that beautiful song.
I just wanted to comment on what Ima said, because she said so much. And our people don't know our own story, because we are set apart people from all the nations of the earth to be servants of Yah, both male and female. And through us, all the nations of the earth are blessed, which is why we are scattered, so that all the nations could receive the blessings of Yah. Because all these nations got different gods and philosophies and doctrines and theologies, but there's only one God. And he said the gods that did not make the heavens and the earth shall perish from under the heavens and the earth. But it has to be dramatic with man, because Yah has given man so much power over his creation. And with that power that Yah has given man over his creation, man has destroyed Yah's creation. He's not living in harmony with it. He's destroying it. And the fact that he chose Yisrael, our people, to get the order right. What we fail is that we don't want to follow Yah's order to get the order right. We follow anybody else who have everything else in this order. So when we follow Yah's order, which is our destiny, that's when everything is going to be set right. The earth is not going to be destroyed. The wicked are going to be destroyed. And Yah's presence is going to be felt on earth. That's what Yah intends. Whether we know it or not, that's what Yah intends, that his presence be felt amongst all mankind. And he says that all the gods that did not make the heavens and the earth shall perish from under the heavens and the earth, means that he scattered us for a reason, so that all the eyes of the nation can be focused on him. And we have a pivotal part to play, because we need to be seeking Yah and reconnecting with Yah as a nation, because that's our function. Not individually, but collectively. So we've been spoiled by the Western world thinking that salvation is individual. But you spoke the word, Ima. You said redemption. And when you redeem something, it means that you take something back that belongs to you. And when Yah says he's going to redeem Israel, his people,
He's taking us back from the nations who claim us, because we're their slaves. We got their name, right? No, my people don't belong to you. They belong to me. And the redemption process is me taking them back as my people. And the whole world is going to witness that, and they're going to be shocked. These Negroes, black colors, African-Americans, and black people we talk about on the planet belong to Yah? That's going to be a shock to everybody on the planet. And that's how Yah set it up to be, to do the impossible, right? Because that's what he does. But the day of Yah is coming, and all nations are going to know what Yah's plan is. So that's why we're exploring these books, to find out Yah's plan and how we fit in. How do you fit into Yah's plan? Where do you fit in? And we know good and evil. If you're doing good, Yah's going to preserve you. If you're doing evil, you're going to be destroyed. It's as simple as that. Right? Y'all with me? Y'all still on the boat?
Yeah, we with
you. Okay. So we're going to go to the Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 58. We're going to go into the mindset of our king, King David, how he communicated with our creator. So important. That's why y'all love King David. Going to teach our people the way to communicate with him. I'm sure King Asa was reading the writings of his great-great-great-great-grandfather, King David. So once again, we give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel, to our King, King David, allowing him to share with us what was on his mind and how he connected with you, how he received salvation and victory in everything that he did in his life. And we praise him and you for showing us the way that we should walk, the path that we should take. In the book of Psalms, chapter 58, King David says, "How is it that by remaining silent, you can speak righteously? How can you judge people fairly? As a matter of fact, in your heart, you plan iniquities. In the land, your hands are violent." And that's what we see amongst the leaders of the world. Everything that King David said right here. The wicked go astray from the womb. They go astray, telling lies, even from birth. Their venom is like a poisonous snake, even like a deaf serpent that shuts the ears, refusing to hear the voice of the snake charmer, the cunning enchanter. Elohim shattered their teeth in their mouth. Yah, break their fangs of the young lions. May they flow away like rain water that runs off. May they become like someone who shoots broken arrows. May they be like a snail that dries up as it crawls, like a woman's stillborn baby who never saw the sun. Before your clay plots are placed on a fire of burning, where the greens or ablaze, wrath will sweep them away like a storm. The righteous person will rejoice when he sees your vengeance. That's futuristic. It's like Noah's time. Yah's going to wreak vengeance on the wicked. So this is phase two. The Most High destroyed the earth with the flood in Noah's time. And everybody knows that Judgment Day is going to be by fire. And everybody's anticipating it. So King David asked that the righteous person will rejoice when he sees your vengeance on the wicked, when he washes his feet in the blood of the wicked. Because that day is coming. We don't have to build an ark like Noah built in his days. If you have a righteous heart and you're connected with Yah, you're going to see the blood of the wicked. Matter of fact, you might be walking right through it. A person will say, "Certainly, the righteous are rewarded, because that's what's going to happen when all the wicked are destroyed and their blood is flowing in the streets. You'll be like, wow, what Yah said is true. Certainly, there is a Elohim who judges the earth. You're going to come to that awakening when he destroys the wicked, and you're walking through their blood. And that's going to be so amazing, because he ain't telling us to build an ark like Noah. He's just telling us to be righteous and return to him, to ask, you know, for forgiveness and to direct our steps and to direct our path. So for us to do that and walk the path of righteousness like Job, I'm going to see the day when the wicked are destroyed, and you're going to be walking through their blood, and you're going to say in your mind, there is a God who brings forth justice in the earth. That's going to be an amazing part, if you're righteous when you see it.
Thank you, Katrina, for bringing that song to us and bringing it down for us so we get a simple understanding of what God is trying to get across to us through King Dawood. And all praise to Yah and thankful for King Dawood for leaving this information so we can utilize it and meditate on it. And so we can stop being consumed about the concerns of this universe, this world, and be concerned about what is in Yah's best interest, and be leading example in our lives, and getting rid of abominations that this world is seeking, and turning away from those abominations, and having a quality relationship with Yah, so you can receive some friends with benefits. If you're a friend with Yah, you can receive some benefits. Meaning, when I say friend with Yah, meaning that you follow the contract, you respect the contract, you even love the small print in the contract, and work within that framework and parameters, and you understand his righteousness. It's not the righteousness of nations and their idolatry and their gods and their abominations, but you follow the mandates of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But before we go, I want to ask Ima Hador to make some closing remarks. I'm going to ask Katria to make some closing remarks. We're going to get ready to get out of here. Ima Hador, may the Most High bless you, love. Your mic is back on hot. Do you have any closing remarks you'd like to leave with us? Ima Hador, I guess he may have stepped away from the mic. Well, Cadrell, you got the mic there, brother.
Yeah, I'm Sufari. You always tell our people and implore them, if it's good enough for our king, it should be good enough for us, right?
You better believe it, Cadrell.
So we see that King Asa, it was good enough for his great-great-great-grandfather, King David. It was good enough for him, right?
Exactly.
He followed the formula, and he was successful, wasn't he?
You better believe it.
And if it's good enough for King Asa, guess what?
You need to
be good enough for us, right?
You need to get rid of your abominations. You can't get rid of abominations in this land, but if you're participatory in some of the abominations, you can get rid of them in your life. Okay? You can do that.
So the fact that we had good kings, we have to acknowledge our good kings. And
exactly.
The kings that fell off, they show us what we're doing today. We're doing what we want to do, how we want to do it, when we want to do it. And we have no consciousness of Yah or what our purpose is. King Asa knew what his purpose was,
right?
To serve Yah. He was humble enough to follow out the pattern of King David, his great-great-great-great-grandfather. Even though he had power and might, he was willing to do what was right and pleasing in Yah's sight, and he was successful. So he took the antidote. Guess what? As great as he was, we need to do the same thing that he did. Take the same antidote.
Exactly, gotcha. Exactly. Turn to Yah, get rid of your abominations, and maintain the contract to the best of your ability, even a small print. Okay? Establish, reestablish that relationship, maintain that relationship, And as a matter of fact, by you maintaining and reestablishing relationships, reestablishing and maintaining relationship with your brothers and sisters and other nations that want to have a relationship with you. Okay?
So now too.
Yes, go ahead.
All the nation of Israel is in captivity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our kings, our priests, and we don't know who they are.
No.
Dude.
No.
But through genealogy, our people have kings and priests within their genes, right?
Yep.
So this is why we send that message out. So that it will cut the gene of our priests and our kings.
So they can feel the vibrations, brother. So they can feel the vibrations. That's why we send this message out universally. And that's why we appreciate the universal study of our students, universally speaking. They can feel the vibrations of the truthfulness of what Cartel, Imad, Adora, and I, we teach in the word of Yah, which is you can feel those vibrations. And if you are endowed for wisdom and understanding, and your spiritual connection is open, you can feel what Cartrell and Imadora and Yom Sukkot is saying to you, according to the righteousness of Yah, according to his word, not leaning to our own understanding or our own dictates, but the word of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, which is the leading example, and you must be following that example to be a leading example. We love you. We don't know very much, but we do know this for certain. You're getting ready to get out of here. You've been listening and studying with us on the Real Talk for Real People show. May the Most High continue to bless you, open your eyes, and endow you with wisdom and understanding. May he continue to direct and order your steps. May he continue to help assist you in getting a new heart and a new spirit. So he can help facilitate your understanding of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, their relationship, and understanding the importance of the relationship with one another, and the importance of relationship with different nations who want to have a relationship with you. We love you.